Thank you.
Can you read the code, why your function five has a minimum to S equal a half? When all the sigma limit are here.
Oh, this is of very easy. We can easily find about that. This is a function, a form of pi s. We can easily find, prove that this function is convex this way. And if rho and sigma are unitary equivalent, we can prove that this function is symmetric. Then the minimum equal to this.
Prove that it's a convex, use the lib in.
I don't know. At least Ogawa Nagaoka's paper, they prove that this convexity, making take the twice derivative.
Okay. But only for pure state. For pure state is symmetric.
Of course, general unitary equivalent.
Ah, for a unitary equivalent is symmetric.
Okay, this part. Shall I proceed to the next topic? Next, I want to proceed to hypothesis testing problem. Minimum value of error probability. The hypothesis testing, we We focus on this optimal second error probability, which is defined by So we define this value, we denote this value as follows. This way. In the Stein's lemma, quantum Stein's lemma, it is known that a bit strange. There is a constant constraint for first kind of error, and in this case, we assume that the constant constraint for the first kind of error probability, the second error probability goes to zero with exponentially, and its exponent gives us this relative entropy. Relative entropy is defined by equation is proven by here and Petz and Ogawa and Nagaoka. First, here and Petz is proved that this inequality.
Wait a minute. So this is okay. So this identity is what you call the Stein lemma.
Stein lemma. Yes.
Stein lemma. This one, limit equal to.
Yes.
With this, with the equal, right? Logarithm. Because personally, I'm not familiar with the Stein lemma.
Quantum Stein.
So this is the quantum.
In classical case, this equation called Stein lemma. And quantum case called quantum Stein lemma.
Obviously. And the Petz.
Yes.
This is proved by?
First, this part. Here I am. And this part.
You call the first term trace sigma tensor m t second kind of error, and the second trace rho tensor M identity minus T, first kind.
And this is the first kind here.
Okay. Okay. So you have this minimum value asymptotically is given by the relative entropy. For every epsilon.
Yes. Of course, in this setting, we have to fix the constant epsilon and taking the limit.
To fix epsilon and take the limit.
Yes. Currently, we concern the fixed n, and we only focus on the decreasing rate. In this case, if we treat the equivalent, this error exponential goes to zero.
Yeah.
And but in this case, we consider. This is a constant, but this value almost goes to zero with this way. And of course, this value is different from DIPA. The minus of this one is less than this one. Because in this setting, this one is only constant constraint. Then this is a very weak condition. Mm-hmm. Then we can reduce this error more than this case. And we can explain this value. For example, maybe psi s is log maybe this relative entropy corresponds to the here. This tangent to this way. Here is the relative entropy. Because we take the derivative at s equal to zero, then we obtain this relative entropy. We can easily check that. Then we can illustrate this way. This value. This. But this value. Corresponds to this one.
So you are maybe I missed the point. You are saying that if you fix the second, you call this, no, the first error, you fix it to a constant epsilon,
yes,
then it is easy to evaluate this minimum and gives this exponential,
yes,
asymptote.
Yes.
If you don't fix, but you take it bounded, then it becomes this quantum Stein lemma is more complicated. Is that true? I understood correctly?
Sorry, I can't
touch. I want to understand if this in this Stein quantum Stein lemma.
Yes.
You have that the first error is bounded by epsilon.
Yeah, of course.
In this case, is constant equal to epsilon? Is different? Or you mean the same thing?
Almost same.
Ah.
Because this value independent of the choice of epsilon.
Mm.
Only sorry, this is only we need this condition. There is in the proof of this equation. There is two parts. The first part is this part. Another part is this part. I think there is no enough time. I give a proof of both. Which do you write?
Yeah. We continue tomorrow. No?
Continue tomorrow. I see.
No, we continue. We make one part today and one part tomorrow.
Okay. I see. But in this textbook, we proceed to another setting of this problem. Because in this setting, we can use any quantum measurement on the tensor product space. But sometimes we restrict our measurement of individual measurement. Or a separate measurement. In this textbook, I discussed separate measurement case. In the separate measurement case, we can also similarly discuss this measurement, this problem. But in this case, this t has a separate form. Also, 1 minus t has separate form. In such a case, the optimal value equals to...
When you say separable, it means that t is a power, tensor power of some t?
Yes. No.
It's more general.
What? No.
It's not factorized, it's separable.
Separable means... in my setting, t has a separable form, and also 1 minus t has a separable form. This form. In this case, the optimal value is this value. But we have to define and maximize just single measurement. This is a probability distribution of given by this wedge. This is a classical distribution given from state law and P of M. And first we consider maximization of this classical relative entropy among the classical relative entropy, and only concern the one shot measurement, single shot copy case. In the separate case, indeed this value optimal if T has a separate form on the composite N tensor product system, its optimal value equal to this one. Only this value only character defined in the one-shot measurement. If we use adaptive measurement, we cannot improve. If we perform optimal P of M, maximizing this value, this is optimal among separable measures.
Can I ask you just to specify better what is separable? At the beginning you define this P of M, M of omega,
yes,
where omega, small omega, belongs to capital omega.
Yes.
And then with this map T,
yes,
you define the two value P of M.
Yes.
Now, what is separable is this M omega, which is the tensor product of...
No.
What do you mean by separable?
Separable case is... just a moment. Separable case means... M omega is separable. M omega is, of course, M omega.
Ah, this one is separable, right?
Is separable form. But this is equivalent with T has separable and 1 minus T also separable.
But T is not the tensor product. T is the tensor product?
No. Separable means not tensor product.
Okay.
Sum of tensor product.
Sum of, yes. So M is separable,
yes,
and T is separable.
Yes.
But no one is, M is separable.
Just general separable. Yes, general separable.
Okay. Because here you have this probability which depends on M, right? And so means that M of omega, because the problem is that what is the relation between T and M?
M is a general P of M. We can measure the value. General P of M.
General P of M. Okay.
Not the two values.
The maximization variable.
Yes. But in this case, we only this value is not a little different from this one,
mm-hmm,
because I cannot derive the optimum. That case, we only consider this way. This one go to zero case. This is a little different from that case. But I think. Thank you. I think the proof of this one is not so interesting. Then I want to give a proof of this one.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we continue tomorrow. I don't know. Want to continue? Mm-hmm.
So, in this, I already prepared another manuscript.
You ready?
I already prepared another manuscript, second day.
Okay.
But...
so we can... so you already considered to give this proof tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, so we can stop here.
In my textbook, I give another proof of this one, and also I give another proof. In my proof, I believe my proof is the proof given in this textbook is simpler than original one, because in their proof they use and they employ the classical proof of Stein's lemma. But in my proof, in this proof, we directly prove this inequality. But this proof, first given by Professor Nagaoka with my joint work. This another proof. And also this part, I give another proof. And this proof is my original. And original Ogawa Nagaoka's proof, we need monotonicity of this quantity. But its proof is very difficult. We need operator convexity. This is very difficult, the proof of this convexity. But in my proof, there is no assumption about some prior knowledge about this function, and then my proof is more elementary than original proof.
Thank you. Questions today, but because it's a lecture, it's not a seminar, so, but I think we can read before tomorrow
your notes and then